Hi there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Getting referrals from people doesn't have to be really hard when you understand the types of people you can get referrals from and the problems that you solve. See, for a lot of us, getting referrals from other people becomes much harder than what it is because we don't have the right people. We're not talking to the right people, creating the right sorts of people as referral partners. And that's simply because we're not clear ourselves on who we help, how we help, and therefore being able to look for people who help the same sorts of people that we don't compete with. So quite often, we've got the wrong referral partners. They don't have the same sort of networks that we want to get into. Or they're helping people in a completely different way than what you thought, and therefore there really isn't the alignment that you once thought that there was. So I think when you go to get referral partners, there's a simple activity that you need to do first. And this is going to help you in many aspects of your business. But until you understand yourself, who you're helping, how you're helping, the language you need to be using, then it makes it really hard to do the next step, and that's go and create opportunities with other people at other people's networks. So we're going to do this activity together. If you need to, hit pause while you go get a pen, A4 piece of paper, and a ruler. I'm going to assume now that you've got that, so we're ready to do this activity. So on your A4 piece of paper, draw two lines so that they intersect in the middle of the paper, and you've just created four quadrants. So you've got your vertical line, horizontal line going across the middle of the page, and now you have four quadrants. So what we're going to do here is understand our people better. When we understand the ideal person that we want to be working with better, then everything else becomes so much easier to do. The sorts of partners become easier to find. The types of cross promotions become simple. Who you're selling to becomes really clear. The language you should be using isn't difficult anymore. So now you've got your quadrant, your four quadrants. On the vertical line that's going up and down the page, at the top of the page, I want you to write immediate. The bottom of the page, I want you to write imagined. Then on the horizontal line, I want you to write on the left of the page, moving away, and the right of the page, moving towards. This will make sense as we continue filling it in. Okay, the top left quadrant, write frustrations. The bottom left quadrant, write fears. The top right quadrant, write wants. And the bottom right quadrant, write aspirations. So you've got frustrations, top left, fears, bottom left, wants, top right, aspirations, bottom right. On the horizontal line, on the left, you've got moving away. On the right, you've got moving towards. And on the vertical line, going up and down, you've got immediate at the top and imagined at the bottom. Because their wants are a moving towards immediate thing. So when you use that sort of language, you're going to be talking to anybody that is a moving towards person rather than a moving away person. See, we're all one of two things. Our drivers are either to move away from situations and pain or move towards the goal that we want. So when you think about yourself, you're either going to be a moving away type of person, that's what drives you, moving away from certain situations, or a moving towards type of person. You look towards the future. You need to understand what your sorts of people are. So I know for us, the majority of our people are all moving towards people. They've got bigger dreams, aspirations, futures. They can see clear visions of where they want to go. But for you, you might have moving away type of people. I would imagine in some professional service circles, in some sort of coach circles, the majority of your people would be move away from certain situations, pain points. So let's look at each of these quadrants. You should now have your A4 piece of paper drawn out. Four quadrants. The top left was frustrations. What are the frustrations of your people? Let's go through and get this done. I do this probably about every 3 months just to make sure that I'm still on track. Because as you evolve, your business evolve, as you work with more people, it becomes clearer and clearer and clearer. So the very first one I had to go more off. Well, this is what I think. But after now working with thousands of people, it's really clear. And therefore, it takes a lot less time also. So what are the frustrations? Just some dot points. So you get 5, 6 frustrations of your people. So when I look at ours, things such as, hey, they're not getting as many leads as they want. They're getting few referrals. They find it hard to grow. They don't make the impact they want. They find it all just to be a hard slog. They're some of the things that we have in our frustrations box that we know are frustrations when we first talk to people. What are the frustrations for your people? So then let's come down to fears. What are the fears of your people? What sort of keeps them up at night? Are they tossing and turning about it? Some of these, they're probably not going to actually say to you out loud, but they're certainly thinking it internally. So get some dot points down around what are the fears of your ideal clients? Now, on a side note, this becomes really powerful when talking to potential referral partners to make sure there's a bit of a match here with your quadrants. When there's a match, then all of a sudden, you're going to create amazing opportunities because you can both speak the same language but help in different ways. So some of the fears of our people, what will I do if I don't make it? Do I have to go back to a job? Don't know how. I don't want to be seen as an imposter. What are the fears for your people? Right, then we're going to come into the top right, the wants. So remember, the top left was frustrations. The bottom left was fears. Now the top right quadrant is wants. What's the wants of your people? What are the things that they're striving for day in, day out? For us, things like a nice business, more opportunities, clear path forward, being able to create and help others, having a full leads bucket. They're all wants of our type of person. So now you've got your wants. So the bottom right is aspirations. Again, these might not be things that they share out aloud until after they've got them. But they're things that are driving them, keeping them up, making them excited. What are the aspirations of your people? So as an example, our people are things like being able to lead others, creating a big impact on society, being visible, freedom, global business. So with your aspirations, that's an imagined moving towards thought and feeling. Okay, they can see it. It's down the track versus the immediate moving towards, which is what they want now. So by doing that simple activities, you should have got really clear on your own type of person. For you now, just as importantly, to go out and find the right sorts of partners, the right sorts of opportunities, people who are looking to do the same thing that you are, just selling something different. They've got the same sorts of people with the same wants, aspirations, frustrations, fears, but you just help them in different ways. When you get the same sort of people, so a partner that has people who have the same or similar frustrations, wants, aspirations, fears, and you sell something different, the magic happens. You will have that partner for life because you will just be in tune with one another. So it's really important for you to have that understanding yourself. When you have that understanding, then find the right partners, you'll be amazed how quickly you can both do things to help one another. If you want to send me a copy of yours, take a picture of your A4 paper, send me a copy. That'd be great. Love to look at it. Happy to provide feedback. This is the first time you're listening to us. Welcome. Our Get More Referral Save podcast is a weekly podcast. You can find it on iTunes. Please make sure you subscribe to it and make sure you join us over on YouTube, Referral Marketing Guru. Every week, we've got 3-4 great pieces of short content going up to be able to help. And remember, grab your free resources at referralmarketingguru.com.au/resources. Otherwise, till next time, great to be with you. Look forward to speaking to you soon. And hopefully, I get to see your A4 piece of paper with your frustrations, wants, fears, aspirations of your ideal client. It really does make doing business so much easier when you have this in front of you. I'll talk to you all soon.